Okay, separation.
Okay, Jose, say adios, and we'll see you back in about 6 hours.
Right. Have a good time while we're gone, babe.
Yeah, don't get lonesome out there, John.
And don't accept any TEI updates. Charlie, we just saw Earth rise, and it's got to be magnificent.
Roger, we copy.
But there's enough boulders around here to fill up Galveston Bay.
It'd be nice to be around here more often.
She didn't go, huh? Got stage. Yep, poo's up, babe. Okay, our angles. It didn't lock, huh? But something's wrong with that jar. Okay, roll is 180 and pitch is 233. 233. Better put my ball on inertial just to check them out, verify them, too. I can't reach it. So if you can put mine, you can verify it on the ags.
Snoop Houston, we show you close to gamma lock.
Yeah, okay, something went wild there on that staging. And we're all set. We didn't lock it. We're going ahead to the auto maneuver.
You're coming down to that ground, I'll tell you. I don't know, but I hope we never find it again. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 99, 3, 2, 1, burn. Burning? Okay. 160 to go.
Roger, Snoop, you're burning.
To go.
You're burning.
100 to go. 78 to go, 50 to go, 20 to go, stand by, Tom. Okay, I'll null him out. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Charlie Brown, Houston, he got the burn off. We're in good shape.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Congratulations.
We noticed on your checklist at minus 14 minutes prior to insertion that we have an omission on the mode control switch. It doesn't call out its position there, and we think that's where we ran astray, over.
Hello,
John, we
got
him. We got him, John. We heard him in here.
Hello, Houston. Snoopy and Charlie Brown are hugging each other.
Roger that. We heard him down here.
John, that was beautiful. Just beautiful, babe.
It's going to take us a couple hours to get out of the suits and to get all the spacecraft squared away and all the stowage squared away, and we've had a long day, so we want to, and we got a lot of landmark tracking to do tomorrow, so we just like to call it quits, over.
I feel sort of bad about that, because he's a pretty nice guy. He treated us pretty well today.
Roger, that's a firm.
You're coming down to that ground, I'll tell you. I don't know, but I hope we never find it again.
Hello,
John, we got
go.
Him.
Stop.
We got him, John. We heard him in here.
Hello, Houston. Snoopy and Charlie Brown are hugging each other.
Roger that. We heard him down here.
John, that was beautiful. Just beautiful, babe.
Is he really going to the sun?
Well, he's going that general direction.
God, I feel sort of bad about that because he's a pretty nice guy. He treated us pretty well today.
John Young keeps having these interesting astrocasts. Today it's keep all operations above board. Confidential transactions are apt to blow up later with considerable embarrassment for all. Travel is better postponed. The people you would go to see are not yet set for the visit.
Roger. Thank you very much, Jack.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Here, the best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Oh, of a tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Apollo 10, Houston, Reveille, Reveille.
Roger, understand Reveille. I didn't think that sounded like the Marine Corps hymn there, that the music that was coming up, but it did sound pretty good. It's pretty unique.
Roger. Apollo 10, Houston. Reveille, Reveille.
Roger, understand Reveille. I didn't think that sounded like the Marine Corps hymn there, that the music that was coming up, but it did sound pretty good. It's pretty unique.
Roger, 10, we copy. Go ahead and have your breakfast, and we're ready to go when you are.
With the loss of the pump package, this means that we've lost both of our coolant loops in the fuel cell. We've lost the glycol coolant loop, the water glycol coolant loop, which is sometimes referred to as a secondary coolant loop. We've also lost the primary coolant loop, or the hydrogen side coolant loop. However, this is manageable by the sort of thing we're doing presently, and that is to not demand current from the fuel cell, and that is to take it off the main buses and not have it supply any current. And, of course, the end result being the fuel cell will cool down. And that's the result we're seeing at this time.
We're kind of out of town for church today, and the minister there, you know, Reverend Barrett, wanted tomorrow, you know, reflections or something that might be appropriate to read in the service, since I won't be around there. If you got a pencil, I just had copied down a couple of things that I thought might be appropriate. Over.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger. So Psalm 8, Psalm 122, Psalm 148, and Isaiah 2:4. Over. Could identify coming up. He said, "Well, it must be something else in orbit with us." And sure enough, this last pass, it got close enough. It's the bottom part of Snoopy, and Gino with the binocular can see his legs, a reflection off his legs. We think we've got some definition of the color out there about being in a shade of light brown and light tan, and it's gray right near the sunset. An early sunrise, and also the new craters look like gypsy and more of a whitish chalky.
I would liken that to a pilot who is making a weather landing. He's very confident that he can do it, but you're always gripping the stick a little bit tighter. In weather, I would liken it to something like that. I would say it is a period of tension with confidence.
I'd like to show you this moonscape out here. It's really, we think we've got some definition of the color out there about being in a shade of light brown and light tan, and it's gray right near the sunset. An early sunrise, and also the new craters look like gypsy and more of a whitish chalky. We thought he might be out of plane, but that sure didn't look much out of plane to me when we finally saw him, and he's getting awful close. You can see the silver panels, and there he is right down below us. He's cutting across the Turunius Twins. Yeah, between Turunius P and K, and that rascal is right in plane with us. I'm looking down now at 257. He's right down below us.
Okay,
which
Tom.
Which means he's down low, and he's going to be coming up low. He couldn't be over 10 miles. But we sure don't like to be around here playing footsie with that rascal. Roger, Houston, we are returning to the Earth. Over.
Glad to have you on the way back home, Ken.
There it is. Tom Stafford says we are...
Roger, the bird was absolutely beautiful, and Gino has a report, and we've got a fantastic view of the moon now. Over.
Mighty fine, Tom. Standing by for that report.
We are returning to the Earth. The words of Tom Stafford.
Hey, Joe, you got an attaboy for that bad update. Here it comes.
Boy, you guys are really hauling the mail out of there.
Oh, you better believe it. It's like we're climbing straight out, Joe. It's a fantastic sight. It's like we were shot straight out from the center of the moon.
Is that what you call it, Joe?
So we call it tonight. You're going about 6,000 feet a second.
I'd like to play you one more song in its entirety to remind you of our determination.
Okay, go ahead. We're listening.
Yesterday, better in the it's difficult to make out any land masses, and I doubt that you could see any, but with a binocular, I can see Cuba, Haiti, and the Indies, and most of South America, which is cloud covered. About an hour and 10 minutes, we will be passing from the gravitational potential field of the moon into the gravitational potential field of the Earth. So you can see, even though the moon's apparent diameter is larger, the gravitational attraction of the Earth right now is just about to take command. Our window system on the vehicle right now is in excellent condition. We can see just as clearly as anyone could ask for on all five windows. This mode of operation for finding out where you are with relationship to the rest of the world, for aligning your platform, for knowing your relationship with your velocity vector, and having a very essential psychological feel for what's going on is excellent. With this kind of an operation, we always know where we are and where we're going, and we, even more important, we know where to go to look for the stars, which we use to align our platform, and that's necessary for us to perform all our navigational maneuvers and corrections. But right now, we're set up on a trajectory which is so good that most of our navigational corrections are really going to be very small, it appears.
A beautiful view.
Okay.
You can see the subsolar point is in the Gulf of Mexico, right about between the Yucatan Peninsula and Mexico proper. And with these optics, I can look all the way into South America, at as far south as Chile. This is a remarkable innovation. After spending a lot of money on mechanical shavers, which always managed to leave the whiskers flying around the atmosphere, somebody finally came up with the idea of using a straight razor and brushless shaving cream. You rub it on, it keeps the whiskers when you shave it off, put it in a towel and dispose of it, and you end up clean shaven. And after 8 days of wearing a beard, I guess you're looking at a couple of guys who aren't much hippies.
I tell you, Charlie, that's one of the most refreshing things that's happened in the last couple of days. That was really great.
You look at the Earth, it's upside down, so to keep all of you from standing on your heads, we'll just turn the camera upside down for the convenience of your viewing pleasure here.
Charlie, we'll be looking at the east coast of the United States, primarily down from off the tip of Florida. Actually, to us here, we can see the Grand Bahama Banks. You can see the color changes in the water. You can see most of Florida. It looks like most all the Gulf of Mexico is extremely clear. The Gulf Coast of the United States, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, down through Texas, all looks clear. We can look on across from Houston all the way into the San Joaquin Valley, all the way into the Los Angeles area, coming over the horizon into Baja California. We're vertically right now above the Earth, somewhere between Caracas and Panama.
Well, I know everybody around the world has appreciated the TV pictures and all the effort you went to make them good. They've all been excellent. And I know it's given everyone a better feeling for what we're actually doing and a better appreciation of the program in general.
Okay, some
want a better feeling for what we're actually doing and a better appreciation of the program in general.
Okay, some final just color thoughts as we look in there. India appears to us to be a purplish tan over, you see that the sun, the solar sun point, is right in the Gulf of Oman now. It is nearly a yellowish bronze. Beyond that, we have Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia to us looks a sandy orange. Up to the right, up near the very top of your screen, it's covered mostly with clouds, and this has been the cloud cover that's persisted over the northern part of the world ever since we left Cape Kennedy nearly 8 days ago. Down below to the left, the long straight cloud is part of the ITC that you can see, and or even down in, further than that into the Indian Ocean. But throughout these telecasts, you can see that the majority of the world is usually covered with clouds. Over.
Roger, Tom, and I think people around the world are kind of sad to see this to be the last TV shot from space for a while. And I know that they've... I know that they've been very interested and enthusiastic about the pictures and the total flight.
Roger, it's kind of a feeling of same way for us to not see these beautiful views, of course. And why don't we take you inside the cockpit for one quick minute?
Okay, we have it inside the cabin now, Tom, and we got a pretty good look at a clean-shaven command module pilot there.
This is your old retired philosopher speaking to you from outer space and telling you that TV is on its way back.
Roger, thank you for those words from the old retired philosopher.
We have a little more work to do, and then we'll be back with you. It'll sure be great to be back. It's been utterly unbelievable, the mission has. We really enjoyed every bit of it. So until we see you again, we'll say so long.
Okay, we'll pan over on the right side of the cockpit. Here's Commander Gene Cernan.
Gene, how about saying a few words in the microphone?
Okay, Jack. I can't tell you what a rewarding and satisfying experience this has been. It's had its moments, as I said. I'm just thankful that through the medium of television, we've been able to share it with so many people in real time. I'm convinced after this mission, none of them are going to be easy. But nothing is impossible, and I think the future of manned spaceflight from now and for many generations to come is going to uncover many, many other new challenges and experience that we've yet are really incapable of even conceiving at this time. It's been a great 8 days. Of course, we're looking forward to get home, and I guess next time we'll be talking to you and seeing you. We'll be back on the ground. Thank you.
Hello there, Skipper.
Good morning. Well, on the final closeout telecast of Apollo 10, we just want to say that that has just been fantastic, the total views that we've seen on this total mission. And again, like Gene pointed out, no mission's easy. And it's been a lot of work, but we've enjoyed the whole thing greatly. And also, the main thing is we've been able to just in real time on some of the major parts of the mission to share this with you. like we pointed out in that fantastic view when he left the moon, man has certainly progressed a long ways in just such a short few years. And how much we're going to progress in the future is left to your imagination. But if we harness our energies and keep our perspectives right, the goals are unlimited. And we want to take you back out to show you one last picture of the world. Now, wait a minute. We want to show you a couple other people that's been with us here. We can't here. We've got the spacecraft fairly well stored. In fact, we're running about an hour and a half ahead of schedule on board the spacecraft. But as you know, we had the lunar module with us, which we nicknamed Snoopy. And Snoopy, the ascent part of Snoopy is on its way around the sun now. The descent part is still in the orbit around the moon. And right now we're in our code nickname of Charlie Brown. And here's, again, our little mascot, Charlie Brown, code name for the command module. And Charlie Brown has been a real good boy. He's been with us all the way. The spacecraft has been fantastic with respect to its systems and its reliability. It's done a beautiful job for the whole program. And how does the color look for Charlie Brown down there, Houston?
The color is perfect, Tom. Good morning, Charlie.
And Charlie just wants to say good morning to all you people, and it's great to be on the mission. And here's our other friend that went along with us, and for a code name, as we said, the part of him is on the way around the sun, the other part around the moon, so he's got quite a split personality, over. And here's the code name of our lunar module, Snoopy. And Snoopy was a fairly good dog for us. In fact, it's a fantastic vehicle to fly. But again, one thing I want to point out about Snoopy, this is a symbol of the man flight awareness program and represents the good work and efforts of the hundreds of thousands of people who have made the manned space flight program so successful. And from the crew of Apollo 10, we just like to give all those people a salute and acknowledgement. And this is one way of doing it, just by naming a spacecraft after their symbol. And so from the five of us, Gene Cernan, John Young, Tom Stafford, Snoopy, and Charlie Brown, we'd just like to say goodbye. And here's our little symbol for the mission. And we'll see you back on the water in the South Pacific. In fact, we should land about 300 miles east of Samoa in approximately 5 hours. So from the crew of Apollo 10, it's been great being with you, and goodbye. We're certainly looking forward to be back on the good Earth in about 5 hours. And it's really been a fantastic overall flight for us, and some of the experiences that we've had all the way from liftoff on the Saturn V to seeing the Earth and Moon, the lunar orbit work, and then the climb out from the Moon and all the way back.
One reflection that we felt very strong about as we show you our last telecast here of the Earth is that we felt very strong about sharing with you some of the adventure, the excitement, the challenges and the rewards of these 8 days. And through this endeavor, we hope that we've made you and millions of people of the world more of a part of the history that's being made in our day and age.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Hello, Apollo 10, this is Houston. How'd the burn go?
Roger, Houston, we are returning to the Earth. Over.
Glad to have you on the way back home, 10.
Roger, the burn was absolutely beautiful, and Geo has report, and we've got a fantastic view of the moon now. Over.
Mighty fine, Tom. Standing by for that report.
This is incredible. That thing is getting rounder and
rounder and rounder and smaller all the time. Roger, you don't understand.
10, Houston, we got just 30 seconds left on the high gain on this pass.
Looks like we won't catch you this time, Charlie, but that big low-pressure cloud cell, very distinctive over the Alaskan area, Aleutian area, is very distinctive to us with the naked eye. We can't quite get it for you out the hatch window at this time as we're going.
Roger. We'll stand by then. We got about 20 seconds left or so, and if you want to show us, it'll be stand by and 8 more minutes, and we'll have the high gain back if you want to keep the camera up, over.
Okay, we just wanted to kind of show you how things are going aboard Apollo 10 today. He said after shaving, we all feel refreshed. In fact, we feel just great up here. Looking forward to splashdown tomorrow. And we got about 100,000 miles more to go, but we really pick up the majority of it in the last few hours. Over.
Roger.
This is a historic day. 8 years ago yesterday, the United States made the decision to land men on the moon and return them safely by the end of the decade. Today, at this moment, with the Apollo 10 crew safely on board the USS Princeton, we know we can go to the moon. We will go to the moon. Tom Stafford, John Young, and Gene Cernan have given us the final confidence to make this bold step.
It's an interesting coincidence that this was the 20th launch of a Saturn vehicle and the 20th successful launch in a row. It also happens to be the 20th manned flight in space and also the 20th successful one in a row. I think that the flight in July, if it goes off well, will represent the coming of age, if you will, of our space program. It'll be the 21st of both men and vehicles in space.